Hello, welcome, and thank you for downloading the Missouri Review podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in sunny Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of stories, poems, essays, and interviews from authors featured in both our print and online editions.
For this week's TMR podcast, we are very excited to release our phone interview with poet Heather Crystal. Heather Crystal is a celebrated and innovative poet and the web editor of the online literary journal Jubilat. She has published 3 books of poems. What is Amazing, Wesleyan University Press, 2012, The Difficult Farm, Octopus Books, 2009, and The Trees, Octopus Books, 2011, which won the 2012 Believer Award. Her work has appeared in literary publications Gulf Coast, Boston Review, The New Yorker, and The Best American Poetry. In July 2011, in an experiment of vocation for her new book, The Trees, Crystal invited strangers to call her on the telephone to hear a poem. She was able to read her poetry to eager callers from all over the world. Crystal's 2011 telephone project received press and praise from BBC World, The Guardian, Poetry Foundation, and much more. In honor of her recent 100,000th Tumblr follower, Crystal decided to open up her phone line to the public once again this summer on July 3rd. With her prior permission, I got the pleasure to call her on this special day during her lunch break to ask her some questions about her experiences and also hear her read a poem, Talk Radio, from her newest book, What is Amazing.
Jubilat, and I wanted to ask you how long you've been web editor for the magazine.
Sure. I have been working, I started out as assistant editor. That was when I was still in grad school, and then when I finished, a couple months after, I came back as web editor in, I guess that would have been the fall of 2009. And that was when we were sort of overhauling the whole site, which hadn't been done, I think, since maybe 10 years before that. And so we felt like it was time to explore some of the other possibilities of what we could do with the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks great. Could you just maybe describe what Jubilat is to our listeners who might have never heard of it before?
Oh, sure. So Jubilat is an international print poetry journal, and we publish a pretty wide-ranging collection of stuff, everything from, contemporary poetry by American poets to poetry in translation, which is really exciting. We also include art in the journal and interviews with poets and other people as well. We've had an interview with a maker of neon art. We've also had an interview with a man who makes perfumes. And then we also have sort of sound pieces or also pieces that have been kind of resurrected from the past long out of print. So that's the print journal, and then the site is kind of a companion to that. So we pick out a few pieces from the print journal to feature on the website, and we invite our contributors for those pieces to record either video or audio of themselves reading those poems, so that people get to have a sort of multi-textured experience of their pieces.
Wow, that's really awesome. So that kind of correlates with this phone project in a way, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What's, in your words, what is important about a poet reading their poetry aloud?
one of the strangest and simplest things that happens when you hear someone read a poem aloud is that it seems suddenly viable in this way that print doesn't always. It sounds like the kind of thing that someone might say because someone is saying it, and there's a kind of instant feeling of life to it when you get that. It's, you know, a poem is just another thing that somebody says. Of course, you know, hopefully it's a wonderful thing that somebody says, but there's something about that kind of casualness of it that I think is really appealing.
Well, so according to your blog, today is you're asking people to call for a poem in celebration of your 100,000th Tumblr follower. Just wanted to ask you how the morning of callers has been going so far.
It's been pretty intense, pretty rapid fire, but so sweet. It's like being bombarded with flowers or something, you know. It's really intense and really fun. And it's just so funny to switch modes between, you know, day-to-day life and then phone calls from strangers who want to hear poems. But I really like that weird juxtaposition of things.
I don't know if a lot of people know that maybe are listening know what your telephone project from 2011 is all about. So maybe you could describe how that idea came to you.
Sure. Well, in 2011, my second book, The Choose the Shoes, came out, and as I was putting it together, I started to get this idea because there are so many phone calls and references to phones in the book itself, and I started to think that maybe the poems themselves wanted to be read over the phone, that could be, you know, a fun way to experience them. So originally I thought I would set up an office with a landline and I would just sit there for hours. But then I realized that I could set up Google Voice. And so I did that. And yeah, for 2 weeks I was available to read poems. And that just grew to proportions I hadn't dreamt of. You know, I got calls from the BBC and from the CBC up in Canada. It just went really wild. But it was so fun. I had a really good time with it. And it was a little bit drawn off of the Dialapoem project from the 70s. The main difference there is just that with Dialapoem, you would call and you'd hear a recorded poem. And in this case, I was, you know, live and not in person, but you know, as close as you can be.
I also want to know what you think the biggest thing that you've gained from these phone calls as far as maybe publicity or interpersonal relationships or just any insights that you gained from the project.
That's interesting. I mean, I think personally it helps me to scrape off whatever cynicism might build up from time to time about poetry and writing poetry. Everyone's just so, I don't know, kind and open and excited and curious that I feel really lucky to get to talk with them. I would say that's the main thing.
Yeah. In that light of cynicism about poetry, I think I've been reading a lot of debates online lately about like poetry readings and the validity of them, and a lot of people are kind of think that there's no point to poetry readings. And I wanted to know if you had an opinion on that issue.
Oh, of course there's a point to poetry readings, or I mean, I don't know if a point is needed exactly. I mean, I've been to plenty of dreadful readings, you know, that happens. But when they're great, they're so great. And when it's clear that people have put some thought into how their poems are being carried in their body out into the world, I don't know, I think it can be a pretty transformative experience. I saw Alice Oswald read last year. I don't know if you know her work. She's an English poet, and she recently put out this really fantastic book called Memorial, which is what she calls an excavation of the Iliad. She took out, she extracted all of the names of the men who were killed in the war, and then also all of the similes, which she repeats twice, and that's it. That's the entire book. So it's a drastically shortened version of the Iliad, but just so concentrated and incredible, and of course the similes are amazing. But what was so astonishing to me was that she recited the entire thing. It took about an hour, and it was devastating, just extraordinary.
Do you have any literary journals, like up-and-coming printed or online journals, that you recommend to anybody?
Well, Octopus, of course. I have a great fondness for Octopus, and I will boost Jubilat again because I believe in the boosting of Jubilat. And then the other journal that that I like to use that I find kind of challenging and exciting, I would say Defense. That's one of the journals to which I have a lifetime subscription. Online, I also think Not No Strings is pretty fantastic.
So, okay, I think I'm out of time, but I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your Call for a Poem Day to talk to me here at the Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
no
really
problem.
Great to talk with you. And to end off this interview, I would like to ask you if you could read something from your new book, What is Amazing, and I would like it. You to read Talk Radio, if that's okay?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's kind of perfect. Hang on 1 second. Just got to turn to the page. Okay. Talk Radio. There's only one thing in life that matters. It has to keep growing, and it doesn't need me. Those are not clues, those are laws. The thing is the sky. It is blinking. I think also I must be blinking, as if to say, sky, you are not the only one outdoors with autonomy. And the sky stays very quiet. It keeps blinking like it is stupid. People think when something doesn't talk, it is interesting. I am always talking and never interesting, like a pile of rocks, is that interesting? A moss wrapped up over the branch? But nature, why don't you say something? It scares people when there's dead air.
Thank you so much, Heather. That was great.
You're welcome. Very happy to read
that. Awesome rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.